Hello, Beatrix. So I went through everything, your intake, your Instagram, your website, your threads, and I think there was something else. And then I actually followed the booking process as well because I wanted to see what happens once somebody goes from this is interesting to I might actually pay for this. And I have great news for you. I don't think the answer is that you need to become better at Instagram. Your content is fantastic. Your engagement is actually really decent for the size of the account. In fact, fuck decent. It is actually really good. You have a 3.2% engagement on Instagram, and that is better than most content creators I audit who have hundreds and thousands of followers. Okay, so you're doing fantastic there. People are clearly interested in what you do. Now, the problem is what the interest is turning into, right? Because right now you're getting a lot of astrology curious people, hobbyists, people who want to know what software you use, people who want to learn how to do it themselves, and people who are already telling you that they can't afford it. And I think you have accidentally been letting people, or those people, I should say, sit in the boardroom and make business decisions with you. They don't get voting rights, babe. They chirped and said, your readings were too expensive, so you made cheaper ones. And they still didn't buy. So fucking rude. You ran promotions and they still didn't buy. Rude. You taught more. You attracted more people interested in astrology. That is actually very useful data. I love this information because it tells me I would stop trying to solve this with price. It's not a price issue. I also would not make another mini offer right now. Don't do it. Not yet, however, not yet, okay? Because your buyer's not necessarily the person thinking, wow, astrocartography is so interesting. I should get a reading someday. I want the person thinking, I need to move and I have no idea where. Or my partner and I are trying to choose where we're going to live. Someone who's thinking, I moved somewhere that looked perfect and have felt like absolute shit since I got there. We want to attract someone who's saying, I work remotely and technically I could live anywhere, which somehow makes choosing harder. We want someone who says, I'm about to spend thousands and thousands of dollars relocating and I really don't want to fuck this up. That person has a decision to make, and decisions create buying pressure. So, this is the first shift I would make. Stop marketing astrocartography as a thing and market the decisions that it helps people make. Because I also think and believe this solves some of the content boredom that you also expressed. So, you're trying to explain a complicated discipline over and over and over again to strangers on the internet. The internet void, I'd like to say. Yeah, I'd be bored too. That's why I don't talk about SEO and AI search robot crawlers anymore because no one cares. Like, it's so boring talking about it to nobody. It's talking to a wall. So you're doing the same thing. Your expertise belongs in your world, and you need to translate it for the buyer, for the potential client you want to work with. If you want to do teaching, though, I think there's a huge opportunity here for you to be an educator in this field. But I digress. That's a side topic. That's just something that popped out and I had to download while I was going through all of this. Now, anyways, I'd be bored too if I was constantly educating strangers into the black void of the internet. And I don't want you dumbing yourself down because you are so well versed and educated and experienced in this. You actually don't need to teach as much, is my point. Your intelligence can stay behind the work. Your marketing can be much simpler. Talk about moving. Talk about choosing between cities. Talk about the weird experience of feeling amazing somewhere that you've never expected to love. Talk about being obsessed with a place that you've never lived. Talk about the career moves, the relationships, the relocation, travel, starting over. Then astrocartography becomes your mythology for helping with those decisions. See what happens? We're not educating anymore. We're making it part of the decision-making process, which is where buyers feel pressure to invest. And I'm not saying pressure like we're going to be some gross urgency time clock going off on your webpage, buy now or you'll lose this opportunity. No, not we're not taking unethical marketing tactics here. It's just the verbiage of the psychology of someone who actually buys. So you don't have to convince someone to care about the mythology first, because they care about themselves and people want to hear about themselves. They want to talk about themselves. So then I go to your website, and this is where I was like, oh, okay, because there is absolutely a sales leak here. Absolutely. Your tell is all over the place. Your website asks me to learn a lot before I buy. Then I finally decide I might want a reading, and you basically hand me more homework. There are a ton of questions. Now, I want you to put a pin in that and let's think about our buyer and their experience and their journey with you. You've piqued their interest because you have now talked about the decision and what happens with your mythology and your expertise and how those decisions become easier to make. And you've got them off social media where they already have a very limited attention span. And you brought them to your website and now you're asking them to read a lot. And not just read, but they have to make sense of the information. They have to take the information and understand how this applies to their desire and how they got to your page. They came to your page for answers. They were ready to purchase and invest in themselves to get the answers from you. And now they're having to do a lot of research and mental load to try to figure out where to go from there. You see what's happening? Okay, so now let's go back to our pin. So because there's absolutely a sales leak here, your website is asking me to learn so much before I buy. And then when I finally decide I might want that reading, you basically hand me all that homework, and then there are all these questions and I have to think through all of them. And then I'm like, okay, let's just book this. So I click to book and I leave the page and I'm on another scheduler, a new page, and I'm trying to book and it sends me to this form and I have to fill out this entire form. And by the time I'm done with this form, if I even get to that point, then I pay. My love, you made buying a reading feel like I was applying for a mortgage. And those questions are not bad questions. Don't get me wrong. I actually think your intake is quite amazing. I bet you have a really quality, top tier deliverable because you're asking questions that most people are not even asking. But, excuse me, but ask me after you take my money. Like, capture me first. Make it so easy to take my money and then make me do my homework. Your buyer journey should be stupid simple. Like, I'm so simple, so easy. Basically, you choose the reading, and I would also suggest maybe only having one open entry reading and only create traction to convert one type of reading. They pay for it, they book it, they book and then they pay. Either or, pay and book should usually go hand in hand. Then they complete the detailed intake. That's it. Because I see the same pattern happening in three places. So you explain a lot in your content, you explain a lot on the website, and then you ask for a lot during the booking process. And there's just too much happening between interest and traction. And I promise you, this is a very common challenge with most creatives and spirituals, and in fact, most businesses in general that I've ever worked with and I've witnessed, because we know so much about our little niche and our excuse me, our scope, that it almost becomes the biggest challenge and hurdle to try to simplify it, to simplify what we actually do. And when we do simplify it, we almost feel like it's not giving it justice. But that's okay, because the justice happens after delivery, after the conversion. So simplifying things for you on your buyer journey is probably going to be one of your biggest strengths to actually converting and making money. And I do see so much potential here intuitively and as an expert in marketing. For what you're actually selling, you have a very valuable asset. And I don't think this is dying down, this niche. I do think it's actually, if anything, growing and it's going to become more of a demand. Now I'm digressing. Let's get back to this buyer's journey that you've created. So again, it's just too much happening between interest and traction. And when we take someone from social media and their little bird brains, no offense, it's you and I too, we're on there. When we take someone from social media to convert them, it needs to be so simple because they're on a very low attention span mode because they went from social media where they're consume to now they have to consume to convert. And if we start educating them or going into long length forms to sell them, no one's going to buy. In fact, most people will jump off your page immediately. I would be interested in looking at your site analytics and seeing how long people do stay on your page. I would put money on it that it's going to be under 3 seconds that they leave. Now, again, I'm digressing because this is my niche. I'm so passionate about buyer journeys and websites and converting. Anyways, I think that is the biggest part of why this has felt confusing for you, because you are getting signals that people care. They comment, they ask questions, they tell you they want readings, and then you're standing there going, okay, then why the hell is nobody buying? And that hurts my soul because I've been there too, where it's like you have so much to offer. You're so passionate about your work. You know your prices are reasonable and then yet no one's purchasing from you. But they're always like, I love what you do. You're so smart. You're so wonderful. Yeah. Pay me. Pay me. I need to exist. I have bills too. So that is it's a hard experience to live in, because how do you feel motivated to even do more and show up when you feel ignored? When we know at the end of the day, you deserve to be paid for your unique skill, and you should be. I absolutely see so much potential here. If I haven't said it already once, I'm going to say it over and over. So here is what I would actually do next. And again, it's not going to be changing your pricing. Okay, so first, please stop changing pricing for people who keep telling you they can't afford you. If they can't afford you, there are so many other things that could be happening there. Intuitively, I think it's actually the buyer journey experience. They're not understanding and translating the value. And that's half the time why people say they can't afford you, because they don't see the desire matching what they're getting in the deliverable or the transformation. So let's not change any pricing right now. In fact, I think we should, you and I, talk about your pricing and what it takes from you and the economics of your business, and then what you're actually charging, because I wouldn't be surprised if I tell you to raise your prices. But that's not what we're here to talk about. Right now, I want you to do this. Okay, I'm digressing. I'm so sorry. This is what we're going to do. We're going to stop changing our pricing because you tested it. They gave you an answer. Second, I want you to pick 3 buying situations you want to own. What does that mean? Well, some examples are, I'm deciding where to move. I moved and something feels wrong here. I have multiple places I could live and cannot choose. Those are just my 3 examples. You're the expert here. I'm sure you have better examples that you could run with. But I want you to pick 3 buying situations. Buying situations. Reasons for people to feel the need and the pressure to buy. And again, not manipulative pressure. It's just the actual psychology of someone who wants to pay for some answers, who wants to pay for the transformation, the desire, the deliverable, the solution that you have. Now, you're going to build content around those situations for a while. Instead of trying to cover all of locational astrology, I just want you to focus on those 3 buying situations. It's going to change things majorly. Third, and maybe you should actually do this as soon as you understand your buying situations and before you start posting and creating content around that, I really, 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 really and begging you to fix the purchase path now. The purchase path is the buyer's journey. So please don't wait months for this new website or homepage or landing page, whatever you want to call it. What I saw, it needs to be updated. It needs to be changed. It needs to evolve. It needs to match your energy as well as the buyer. And so when you understand the buying situations, you can convert the page to speak into those buying situations in a very simple, clear way where it makes sense to say yes and purchase. So that's what I need you to do. Please don't wait months to do this. Even if it is one extremely simple page, which I think is all you need, with your main reading options and maybe just option one, a really clean, simple checkout, a scheduler, and then an intake form afterwards. That's going to be so much better than what's happening right now. So again, they need to be able to check out. So either book and pay or pay and book, and then we give them the homework, the intake form, you know? Okay, so then fourth, I want you to go through that homepage and ask this question about every single section. And honestly, if it was me, I would just get the whole thing. But go through the page if you're doing DIY and ask yourself, does my buyer need to know this before they decide to work with me? Every single thing, every word, every sentence, every headline, every image, every section, it needs to be asked this question. And if the answer is no, it can move down the page somewhere else or disappear, or go put it in a blog. Go write about it somewhere on Substack, on Medium, on Blogger, on your own page blog site. Write about it somewhere else. Okay. And then fifth, I actually think the reveal buyer journey would be really useful for your next glow up, your next level up, because I don't think you need another lesson on content. And I don't think you need to invest in a full hour with me or hire another coach or a marketing expert. I really think you just need to understand the buyer journey much better and more clear. And because I know there's so much possibility here. Like, you are offering such a cool, unique niche, and you're so smart and intelligent and hyper aware of the magic that you can bring to someone with this deliverable. So I need you to see the entire path from someone who discovers you and where they're discovering you from, to they recognize themselves in you. They understand why they need your help. They choose the right offer, and then they pay you. They pay you. That's what we want. And right now, those pieces are there. They're just not connected cleanly. They're not making sense to the buyer, and the buyer's the one who holds all the power here. Because I genuinely do not look at your business and think, nobody wants this. That's not it. If it was, that's how we would have started this. I would have told you immediately, it's time to burn it all down and try something different. No, you have something that people want. And I think you've been trying to sell to maybe too broad of a group of interested people while making the actual ready to buy person work way too hard to become a client. The path to being interested in giving you money is too much work. It's way too much work. I wouldn't do it. In fact, I just booked an astrology reading for the eclipse the other day, and I put in my name, my info, my date of birth and such, and paid. And I was like, oh, that was easy. And then bam, she asked me to fill out this whole complete form. And I was like, ah, sneaky, sneaky, but I'm going to do my homework because I'm already invested. And it's processes like that that make it really easy to convert someone. So the price isn't always the big yes or no question. It's really the process, because how much mental load is this going to take from me? How much do I have to consume in doing this? For example, I have a shopping cart with a bunch of things right now that have been sitting in there for a few days. Oh my gosh, maybe over a week. And it's because I have to measure and I have to confirm if things fit. And it's homework. So that's why they're not getting the sale. And I had to I have to research the sizes because they're not clearly listed on their site. So it's again, it's making it harder to take money, right? So you don't need louder marketing, I promise. You just need a more cleaner, clear, simpler path. And that's a buyer's journey. That's what you need to focus on. I don't know if you've ever done research on buyer's journeys, consumer paths, buyer paths, that type of information, but I really do believe, I do. Once you stop trying to educate everybody in that black void of the internet and you start speaking directly to the person standing in front of you, in front of an actual location destination or decision regarding location, this is where the whole thing is going to get easier. Okay, so that's your tell. Now, I want you to go make lots of money. If you have any questions, you know how to reach me. Again, I really do think the buyer journey is one of the best places for you to check out. Until we talk again, go make lots of money. We'll talk soon.